Have you heard about Kai, the hitchhiking hatchet hero? If you haven't, you will. It's the hottest video on the internet right now.
This was not a typical news story. It may have started out as one, but it very quickly progressed into a heck of a lot more. I mean, there's no doubt that day, Kai was a hero. Everyone around the world wanted a piece of this kid. He could have had anything he wanted. I mean, he could have had the money, the fame, but this dude that I introduced the world to went in the matter of 3 months from this amazing, heroic, beautiful person to wanted by authorities for murder. So it's a really fucked up story.
That audio is from a just released Netflix documentary entitled Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker. Seems the program is a big success. Everyone's talking about it. The story was simple. Some goofy skater kid reputedly saved two people when he happened on them being attacked on the side of a road in where else? California. The kid, who was about 17, pulled a hatchet from his backpack. Who carries a hatchet in their backpack? Well, he did. And then he split the skull of the attacker. Did not kill the guy, but certainly slowed him down. The kid called himself Kai, K-A-I, and became an instant celebrity when a roadside TV interview went viral on YouTube and it racked up millions of views. Kai had long hair and wore a bandana covered with peace signs. People thought he was funny and cute and charismatic and destined for stardom. His phone blew up with calls from Hollywood agents and TV show bookers, and finally, Jimmy Kimmel bagged him for an appearance, which made Kai even more famous. Cute kid hero Kai would be convicted of murder, and not of the dude he whacked with his hatchet. He killed a different man, a 73-year-old attorney, who fed him, let him stay at his house, and bought him a train ticket to his next destination. Draw your own conclusions. Kai is now doing a 57-year pull in a New Jersey prison. The judge that sentenced the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker described him as cunning, disingenuous, and manipulative. You have to wonder if he thought that of Kai when he was an internet sensation. And if being cunning, disingenuous, and manipulative were crimes, every politician in America should also be in jail. It's a classic and endlessly repeated storyline, the fall from grace. It's happened to kings, presidents, movie stars, athletes. O.J. Simpson may be the most famous of all. But the deeper story was not about the skater kid who became a villain. It was about something much more disturbing than just another tarnished hero. Hang on, I'll tell you all about it.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry, fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry!
Hatchet-wielding hitchhiker. You know, I would have called the show the Hatchet Hitcher, but what do I know? This event happened back in 2013. YouTube was then just 8 years old. It was a lot easier for things to go viral back then, and the news cycle was longer. Had Kai the Hatchet Kid done his thing today, he might have remained anonymous or his fame would have been a lot more fleeting. A reporter from a local TV station did a 6-minute interview with Kai at the scene of the intervention, and this was, as they say, the money quote.
So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet, smash, 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 yeah.
As the kid said the words, he acted out his hatchet swings, big, broad, overhand strikes, and in that few seconds of video, he became a meme. A human cartoon. Because who doesn't want to take a hatchet to an evildoer's skull and
smash, smash, smash!
Now, before acting out his hatchet swings, Kai delivered a very odd preamble One part Tony Robbins and one part Zen Master.
Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you.
Let's think about this. Mere moments before Kai delivered his "You are worthwhile" message, he had whacked a guy in the skull with a hatchet 3 times. Now, the guy whose skull he had just split, was he worthwhile? Could you shift emotional gears that quickly from combat mode to Eastern philosopher? Would not that near instantaneous flip in Kai's demeanor give one pause? Besides Kai's heroics and affable manner, he was the right kid at the right time doing the right thing. He took immediate action. He saw someone in peril and neutralized the threat. Nobody does that anymore, and they haven't for decades. We have at least 2 generations, Kai's included, who have been trained, conditioned, brainwashed from preschool to grad school, never to take any action other than record events on iPhones and then call police. Initiative. Personal initiative is not only discouraged by our educational system and society, it is often punished. Vigilante is such a bad word.
Don't you dare take the law into your own hands. Call the police. They're trained professionals.
The duck and cover and record mentality. And so we have terabytes of video of people being beaten, strangled, slashed, stabbed, shot, drowned, raped by videographers who do absolutely nothing to help the victims. A lot of people no longer find that sickening because they too have been trained to
call trained professionals.
Trained professionals who cannot fly and most often arrive just in time to draw a chalk mark around the victim's body and file a report. So here's this skinny 17-year-old skater kid wearing a backpack, not a cape. The reporter who first interviewed him subsequently compared Kai to
the Caped Crusader.
The world sensation, everybody's friend, and pretty much a world hero, it's Kai. Kai, let me tell you this real quick. You're like Batman, except for you don't have the bat signal.
And everyone loved him, from John Q. Public to Jimmy Kimmel. But did any of them notice that so much about the kid was not quite plumb, as carpenters would say? In their rush to anoint him as a hero, they completely overlooked his obvious mental imbalance. Wouldn't take Sigi Freud to figure out that this kid, despite his admirable roadside rescue, was not playing with a full deck. Right here in SoCal, in the not-so-famous San Gabriel Valley, which is adjacent to the very famous San Fernando Valley, where I make my home until I can escape, there was just an insane mass shooting at a dance hall. It was the deadliest mass shooting since the Uvalde school atrocity. This new carnage killed 11 people. But what might ratchet this one into the record books was the demographics of the shooter. He was 72 years old and Asian. The reigning king of the body count was psycho Stephen Paddock, who killed 60 in Las Vegas, and he was well into the senior citizen zone at age 64. We've come to expect an archetypal perpetrator in these crimes, huh? A young male, late teens to mid-20s, usually white, and an incel. Adam Lanza from the Sandy Hook Massacre, Klebold and Harris from Columbine. Of course, this prototype is utterly false and promulgated by the same low-wattage media that made Kai a hero. Plenty of mass murderers do not fit that profile. Nicholas Cruz from Parkland, Florida. Omar Mateen at the Pulse nightclub. Sung Hui Cho of Virginia Tech fame. By the way, if you check Wikipedia, they make damn sure to tell you right up front that the name in common usage, Sung Hui Cho, is incorrect. And they admonish the reader that properly, their word, his name is Cho Sung Hui. Because it's important to to always use the correct name of a psycho killer. Wouldn't want to offend them. Through the entire Holocaust, the New York Times referred to the little corporal as Mr. Hitler, sometimes Chancellor Hitler, but never just Hitler. It seems that the Times and all legacy media believe that everyone deserves respect and is worthwhile. Right, Kai?
Say, no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. You're worthwhile.
Just 2 short days later, and a few hundred miles north of the San Gabriel Valley, another nut job wigged out and killed 6. This guy, named Chung Li Zhao, is 67 years old. He worked in a mushroom farm, where he blasted co-workers. No word of a motive yet. Let's hope Wikipedia gets his name straight so we can afford him proper respect. Not too long ago, the media called these events workplace violence. Remember that? And they termed the perpetrators disgruntled employees. Quick aside here, have you ever heard the word disgruntled used by itself? It never is. It's always teamed up with a worker or employee. But you don't hear those phrases anymore because now it's always about the guns. They've got a new phrase to flog.
Assault pistol.
Which is redundant and moronic. Ever heard of a healing pistol? All guns are assault weapons. And all weapons are assault weapons. And anything can be an assault weapon, from a pencil to a coffee mug. A while back, cops accused a woman in L.A. of killing her 80-year-old husband with a coffee mug. The cops had some pretty compelling evidence, including chunks of ceramics embedded in the guy's skull. But she said he fell down the stairs and hit his head on the mug. She was ultimately cleared of homicide charges. But there's something kind of comedic about the suspected weapon, isn't there? In millions of kitchens across America every morning, spousal hostilities simmer, sometimes to a flashpoint. But usually somebody grabs a knife or a gun. But a coffee mug, that would take insta-rage to another level of immediacy. You just had a nice big sip of French roast, and hubby mutters that last straw incendiary comment, and had she been convicted, would they have started calling them assault mugs? But back to Kai the heroic. People, especially media people, were gushing over him.
And there was something funny about him, and kind of cute and sweet and innocent. He has that it factor.
I was blown away. Absolutely blown away, because you looked at him and he's rough around the edge, and then you see the treasure he truly was.
He has such an endearing quality. There's so much charisma. I mean, I don't know if I've ever met someone that has as much charisma as this guy.
Where was their journalistic skepticism? Somebody asked the reporter about Kai's hatchet.
Did it strike you as odd that he had a hatchet?
Not really. I mean, I figured being a kind of a homeless transient, a hatchet would be a good thing to have.
Yeah, why shouldn't somebody carry a hatchet? As long as it's not an assault hatchet. Cops didn't mind the hatchet either. If you carry a knife with more than a 4-inch blade in California, you're going to jail. But a 12 or 16-inch hatchet, it's okay. If Kai had pulled a gun and shot the attacker, would anyone have called him a treasure? Now, despite having the world at his feet, Kai, whose real name is Caleb McGilvery, he just walked away from it all, stayed on the road. His last stop was a New Jersey suburb where he met a 73-year-old attorney who wound up dead. Kai says the guy drugged him and raped him while he was in a stupor. But there's security video of the attorney at a railway station buying Kai a ticket, who then hugs him. Cops say that according to Kai, he was assaulted the previous evening, then returned to the guy's house and killed him. Where lies the truth? Only Kai knows. But where are all those who thought he was so cute and funny and charismatic and a fantastic singer, musician, and a superhero. It's amusing how people love to discover a hero, put him or her on a pedestal, and then go at them with a wrecking ball. What drives that? The hip shot answer is that the hero betrayed their trust. Well, that answer only applies to morons. Who the fuck trusts someone they don't know personally? And even then, plenty of people get screwed over by friends they've trusted all their lives. Maybe that's the best IQ test of all. People who trust celebrities or politicians, the legacy media or government agencies, they're just not very bright. I can count on one hand the people in my life I truly trust. And outside of that small elite group, I take the advice from Conan the Barbarian's dad, who told his son to trust only his steel sword.
The secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. No one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. This you can trust.
Odds are Kai never saw that scene. Maybe he should have trusted only his hatchet. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by the show page at thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes and additional content and commentary. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. If you like what you just heard and want to help me keep the lights on, then click the Patreon or PayPal button and make a pledge. If U.S. mail is your preference, there's also a P.O. Box address. Follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. Just plug That Larry Show into the search bar and you will find us. My friends, this world is littered with creeps, grifters, and homicidal maniacs, and sometimes they are all three like an evil trinity. They can be nasty bastards, but those are the safest kind. They telegraph danger. Or they can be skating, smiling, guitar strumming young dudes wearing a bandana with peace signs. One might be living next door to you, sitting on the train beside you, or working with you at the office. Conan's old man was no dope. I'll see you next Wednesday, or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.